This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 20th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today in Israel, the weather is sunny and warm. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, making it a great day for outdoor activities. Jerusalem is experiencing mild temperatures, while Haifa sees a gentle breeze. Meanwhile, Eilut remains hot and sunny. As night falls, expect a warm evening across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, just in, Aryeh Deri launched the Shas election campaign in Holon, dodging questions at a closed media conference. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier this hour that Syria's foreign minister is in Pakistan for a historic visit as regional alliances strengthen. Also this hour, JNS News tells us Prime Minister Netanyahu clearly opposed a Palestinian state in his recent meeting with Jared Kushner. Separately, Ynet reports that Europe rallies against Israel's E1 settlement plan, with Smotrich rejecting foreign pressure. And finally, I-24 News from earlier today claims Hamas uses Nasser Hospital as an interrogation and torture center, according to IDF sources. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English posted minutes ago about a funeral at Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City for 50 people, including 20 children, whose remains were recently recovered. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, reported moments ago about a heavy police presence in Golders Green, London, after two unmarked suitcases were left unattended. I-24 News English earlier today noted that the UK, Italy, France, and Germany condemned Israel's E1 settlement plans as unacceptable. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Aryeh Deri's launch of the Shas election campaign. According to Israel Hayom, the event was closed to the media and Deri avoided questions about potential political negotiations. This conference comes as Israel gears up for another round of elections, highlighting internal political tensions. Turning to Syria's diplomatic engagement, the Jerusalem Post details that Syria's foreign minister's visit to Pakistan underscores a shift towards strengthening regional ties. As many countries in the region prefer diplomacy over conflict, this visit could signal a realignment of alliances, impacting Israel's strategic environment. Meanwhile, in a meeting with Jared Kushner, JNS reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu firmly stated his opposition to a Palestinian state. This declaration was made clear to the Trump advisor, adding complexity to the Israeli-Palestinian dialogue. The stance could influence future peace negotiations and regional stability. In response to European criticism, Ynet explains that Israel's E1 settlement plans have drawn condemnation from major European powers. Despite this, Finance Minister Smotrich remains defiant, dismissing foreign pressure. This tension highlights the ongoing debate over settlement expansion and its implications for the two-state solution. Finally, I-24 News reveals that Hamas has allegedly turned Nasser Hospital into an interrogation site. The IDF claims this misuse of a medical facility points to broader concerns over Hamas's governance in Gaza. This situation raises humanitarian issues and impacts international perceptions of the conflict. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business reports that disruptions at Ben Gurion Airport have ended, but the economic impact is significant, estimated at 25 to 30 million shekels. Separately, K'tech reveals that hundreds of Israelis remain stranded in Dubai as the Ben Gurion crisis threatens more flight cancellations. And finally, Walla Business notes a setback for Finance Minister Smotrich as the High Court rejects his ultimatum and enforces a split of coalition funds. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 10 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.